At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas Senate Health and Human Services Committee today will hold a hearing on a bill that would redefine the practice of psychology. It's a response to last year's court ruling that found parts of the state's current definition overly broad and unconstitutional. Under current Texas law, a yoga instructor, a fortune teller, and a political consultant could all technically call themselves psychologists because some of the services they each provide. Thousands of rape kits are on backlog in Texas. Each one contains evidence from victims who reported being sexually assaulted. What's missing is the money to pay to process the evidence in many of those kits. Christopher Connolly reports one lawmaker has proposed a novel approach to end the backlog to essentially crowdfund the testing of rape kit evidence. And a note, some listeners may find the descriptions in this story troubling.
Now serving 954 applications.
When you go to the Department of Public Safety office to apply for a driver's license, the application asks if you want to donate a buck or more to support veterans or organ donation or people who are visually impaired. If Representative Victoria Niave has her way, you'll be asked if you'd like to help the state pay to test DNA evidence from sexual assaults.
Our bill is expected to generate $1 million per year and would help address and end the backlog of untested rape kits.
When rape victims go to the hospital, they can get forensic evidence taken to help identify and prosecute their assailant. That's what goes into a rape kit. But there just isn't enough money in local and state budgets to pay to test all of that DNA evidence. It can cost between $500 and $2,000 for each kit. So many are left untested. Exactly how many, though, is unclear. Niave says in Dallas County, which she represents, there are at least 4,000 untested rape kits.
In Travis County, there are another 3,000. There's a state lab that has another 3,000 to 4,000. That's just in a few counties, and so we anticipate there are thousands more that are across the whole state that are untested.
This is not a new problem in Texas. Lawmakers allocated $11 million to clear a backlog of nearly 20,000 rape kits discovered in 2011. But that money only tests old kits, and the backlog has continued to grow. Lawmakers put no money toward rape kit testing in the budget during the last session in 2015. They're considering putting some in now, but that's not a sure bet in this tight budget year that has lawmakers battling over how to fund a range of priorities with limited revenues. Victims advocates say it's important to remember that each kit represents a person who says she or he has been raped. Alicia Byerly is with the Tarrant County Women's Center in Fort Worth.
Sexual assault is unique because the victim's body is the crime scene.
Byerly supervises a team of advocates who help victims when they go to the hospital. Collecting a rape kit often takes hours. The victim has to retell all the details of the rape, and then a nurse probes and photographs the most private places to collect evidence of a crime that's just happened.
In the process of already being very mentally traumatizing and having all that control taken away from their body and them trying to regain this control, they're extremely uncomfortable and it's extremely invasive.
After all of that, Byerly says to put the evidence on a shelf and ignore it is deeply discouraging to victims. Ilsa Connect says it's a symptom of a larger problem.
The rape kit backlog is actually a systemic failure of the criminal justice system to take sexual assault cases seriously.
Connect leads a national campaign called End the Backlog. It's impossible to know just how big the backlog is nationwide because lots of states like Texas don't keep track. But it's been a problem in states and cities across the country. And that, Connect says, threatens public safety.
Rapists are very often serial offenders. They commit all kinds of crimes. They commit crimes against people they know and people they don't know, and they just don't stop.
When Detroit started testing 10,000 untested kits that had been warehoused for years, it identified more than 780 suspected serial rapists. In Cleveland, evidence from old rape kits connected a man to 15 different sexual assaults. Connect says states vary widely when it comes to standards for testing and tracking rape kits. She says she's optimistic because more than 24 state legislatures are considering bills to strengthen their laws.
We are seeing legislators across the country finding the dollars in their budgets because they prioritized it, and they said this is something that we really need to invest in, and it's a public safety issue.
It shouldn't get to the point of us having to ask individuals to contribute.
Representative Victoria Niave.
But I believe in the hearts and compassion of our fellow Texans, that a dollar here, a dollar there, and all of us working together can generate funds to help these women and victims of sexual assault get justice.
At least by crowdfunding, Niave says, there'll be some money to help end the backlog. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
The Texas House is expected to vote on the bill later today. The Senate will likely take up the measure later this month. On any given day, there are about 1,500 mentally ill inmates in the Dallas County Jail, making it the second largest mental health treatment facility in Texas. The county now has a plan to help people with mental illness avoid unnecessary jail time. Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez calls it a system transformation.
We've done jail and criminal justice for hundreds of years a certain way. It hasn't changed much. It hasn't rehabilitated people. What we need to do is try and find ways to redirect people so that they don't continue coming to jail.
Under the Smart Justice Initiative plan, police officers, paramedics, and mental health clinicians will respond to 911 calls to determine if jail is appropriate. Dallas County Criminal Justice Director Ron Stretcher says nothing like this has been done in Dallas.
We have specialty courts and diversion programs, and so often they become check the box of make sure you do an anger management class or some other kind of class. So this is really taking those factors that are driving the criminal behavior and including those as you develop your treatment approaches.
We'll have more on the plan this evening on All Things Considered. Expect a high near 70 today, 52 now in Dallas, 50 in Fort Worth.